to On the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Welcome home, Brains.
Coming to you straight from San Diego, California, let's welcome our host, April Mahoney.
Hey, 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 what's happening, Brains? How you doing? I am going to check in with Lucas Chakwe, all the way from Tel Aviv, via Africa. He's my little, I like to call him the disruptor. We were having a conversation, and he used that word, and he said, it just disrupted my whole thing. And so every time I think of him, I get a little shockwave. So I wanted to reach out to him. I wanted to tap into the pulse of the millennials, see what they were doing, how they're doing, and what we can do to do better. So he's calling in. Are you there on the line with me, Lucas Chakwe?
Yes, I'm here on the line, and I'm so excited to be back on the edge.
Oh, yes, the Brains love you. I'm telling you, we did our little video tribute to one another, and it just went through the roof. So many people were watching it, and so many people are watching you. Okay, so there's so many things I want to ask you, like what are you doing, how are you doing, and again, what in hell were you doing in that trapeze outfit? Fill me in.
Yeah, I've been doing really good, and I've been growing a lot and learning a lot daily from just being able to observe and, you know, absorb for myself the lessons from all of that. And in that trapeze costume, so I decided when I got here in Israel to start doing dance, you know, to take it officially and start learning how to dance. I didn't have a dance background before, and I was like, because, you know, I was in South Africa, and the education system there is kind of like, you know, the most prioritized subjects are the sciences and mathematics and et cetera, but then we have less arts. So I wanted to explore the arts and explore my passion for dance. So I had a dance performance in that trapeze costume, and it was so emotional. And it was also a way for me to express my pain, to express my joy, my emotions, you know, my heart, and all of that to the world. And the minute I started dancing, I felt so much freedom in, you know, who I chose to be and in who I'm also becoming.
Okay. And that's so important in the world because you're seeing so many different perspectives. So I know that you probably have a lot of stuff kind of bottled up inside. Is that true too?
Yeah, absolutely. Like considering the background that I've grown up into, and you know, just the different stages of my life that have transited through as I was growing up, and you know, becoming to this point of my life where now I made a choice to come to Israel and study here, where it's literally a conflict zone. And you know, as a millennial, I'm thinking to myself, you know, I was thinking before I arrived here, did I make the right choice? Is this gonna be worth it and stuff like that? So when I actually got here, I was like, okay, hopefully we made the right choice, because I was so excited. I was so excited in contributing in, you know, peace simulating activities and you know, peace activism and stuff like that, and you know, just going in the streets and activizing for peace, because that is what I primarily believe in. I mean, given the context in South Africa of the apartheid and how we kind of like turned it around and how our country got liberated, so I came here with that mindset. So when I so when I get here at first, it was a little bit daunting because I was like, should I contribute or not? If I contribute, my opinion will be less valued because, you know, I'm not Israeli nor Palestinian. I'm just an international. So it was just a debate between myself. And the minute I just decided that I'm not going to bottle those words in and I'm not going to let my opinions shatter, that was the moment I managed to speak up. And I just realized that golden moment in my voice when I started speaking peace and nonviolence. And I've given a lot of talks at universities and other institutes as well. And I'm hoping to do more as well, because that's what I truly stand for.
Well, I mean, that is beautiful. That's really beautiful. So you're doing this in a peaceful, nonviolent kind of way. I mean, you guys protest. Because I tell you something, my mama don't march. I have been trampled. I don't know if I've told, I don't know if I've told this story publicly before, but I have been trampled 3 times in large crowds. Okay,
oh my God.
One was in the Watts riots with my parents. We were trying to get out of the park. Another time was at a Parliament Funk Festival. I was getting my party on, so that was that was crazy. Okay, and then the third time we had to evacuate from a park, and I got ran into a tree. So let me tell you, you be peaceful.
God.
You know, you be respectful. You also be safe. Okay. It only takes, one person to change the trajectory of the entire world, and I believe that you have that energy and you have that core synergy. I really believe that in my heart. That's why I'm following you and encouraging you, you know. But I say that, too, with a great amount of responsibility comes with that, too, you know. So be careful, okay?
Very absolutely. You know, also, what people need to understand out there is that you don't necessarily need to protest to show your views and opinions,
right.
You know. How
right.
Is that I realize that, okay, I have a talent in speaking. I'm able to speak. I'm able to do spoken word, and I'm able to, you know, articulate my opinions in such a way that I can grab the attention of the audience. So the last talk I gave with Gothi Institute, that is a peace activist institute that kind of like overlooks the different conflicts all over the world, like looking at the apartheid regime and South Africa, segregation in the USA, and, you know, all those conflicts, and kind of like see how they can build up and shape those perspectives into trying to find a solution for the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. So my approach in giving their audience a talk, they had an art exhibit that I was into, and I gave them a talk in a way of, in a format of a spoken word, because I felt that would be an easier way for me, like the most way that passionate in doing, in expressing my views and opinions
and
what I see. Should
so you did a little spoken word?
Yeah.
Did you remember some of it? I
want to
hear.
Yeah, I said that. Okay. I was writing the whole
thing
down.
Get close to the receiver so I can hear you nice and clear. Let me hear you put down some spoken word. I'm scared of you.
They all define me by labels. They all said that I was born into poverty. They all said that I was born into, you know, the world of hypocrisy. They all said that because of my blackness, then I'm unable to receive equal opportunity to my opposite side. They all said all of that because they thought that is what defined me. But then what was going on in my mind ever since I came out of my mom's womb was that I'm going to turn it all around. I'm going to make different choices that are going to shape my future, that are going to speak humanity. I'm not only just a boy from South Africa. I'm not only just a boy from a segregated community. I'm a community. I'm not only just a boy who went to a government school that was under-resourced. I'm not only that. I can be so much more. I am a creative dancer. I'm a creative actor. I'm a stand-up comedian. I'm a spoken word artist. I am an artist, and through my artistry, I'm not defined by all these systematic values. I'm not defined by all these systematic segments that tell me that science is important. Of course it is important, but then that is not who I am. That does not define me. I can be a scientist. I can be an artist. I can be an artist. I can be a mathematician. I can be a poet. I can be all that I want. But what remains in all of that is that I'll be expressing and living in humanity.
Hand claps and finger snaps. Absolutely brilliant. That's why I follow you on the edge, Cupcake. I adore you.
Thank you so much.
So now, when you are not doing the heavy lifting, what the heck are you doing for fun?
I mean, basically, I'm fun, you know.
Are you?
Think,
you know, you need to be writing
a
book. Are you keeping a journal?
Yeah, I'm really keeping a journal. Oh my God, you know, I'm down all my mind. I'm writing down everything that I feel, you know, whether good or bad. I just try to put and document everything down because, you know, sometimes you can just feel overwhelmed, you know, even though I have so much growth in my life, but then I live in Israel, I'm far away from home, I also have homesicknesses, I also have, you know,
Let me ask you this. What do you do for money there in a foreign country? Okay, I'm in the U.S., so I know how it is to go from state to state. But you're in a totally different country. Do they provide you, like, school subsidies and loans? Or how do you finance your, you know, do you have a job? How do you finance yourself living in Israel?
So, like, the school itself has given me a scholarship, and I had cover a portion of the scholarship. So I received an 85% of a scholarship fund, and I have to cover the 15%. So how I did it to cover for my first year, because in South Africa, I tried to affiliate myself with a lot of leadership programs and to try to connect myself with a lot of people to do that. So what I basically did, I started a fundraising page, and I asked my teacher to help me to fundraise, and he did really help me, and I tried to connect with my connection, and I wrote a story about what are my intentions, what am I going to do out there in the world, and what am I hoping to learn and bring back to my community. So a lot of people miraculously did donate, and they really supported me, and I was so overwhelmed. So the money that the scholarship doesn't cover, I got that funded through fundraising, and yeah.
Oh, good. Well, you got to sustain yourself. And talk about sustainability. Are you still working on that? You're, you know, working on a plan. Don't change focus because, you know, when we're very bright and we have big brains, sometimes we drift off from one thing to another. So I need you to be able to, you know, complete the circle, complete what you started to do so that you actually have an imprint in the world and not just a bunch of splatterings, right, because you are an influence and a game changer. So tell me about your schooling as far as it comes for your sustainability for the electricity there in South Africa.
Exactly. I'm still carrying forth with my project. I really believe that the idea that I had thought of when I was 15 years old and now turning 19, I'm still going to bring it into life. So the most amazing thing is that in the program that I'm in, I also have to come up with something innovative. So what I've done is that I've used that compartment of coming up with, you know, an innovative assignment or a project, or just come up with an idea and write an essay about it or make an experiment, whatever the idea is. So I incorporated my scientific project that I was doing in South Africa based on electricity and providing efficient electricity into what I'm doing here so that I can open myself into a lot of ideas. So what I'm now looking into, I'm looking into more developed technological systems, such as like the organic Rankine cycles, and such as like the steam Rankine cycle, which is the electric model that we basically using right now. So I'm looking into that, how I can incorporate it into my fundamental idea that I had, so that I can be sure to make sure that it's gonna be sustainable and I'm gonna bring it into reality. And it has really been a fun journey doing that. You know, I love exploring. I love talking to a lot of people. You know, sharing ideas and being able to, you know, share some love and, you know, be able to express our humane values.
Right. Well, again, like I said, I think that you are just awesome sauce. I thank you so much for being here on The Edge. Do you have any words of wisdom or ways to get in contact with you, support you, for my brains?
Okay, words of wisdom. Shoot, gotta think of that. But then, you know, what has really kept me going up to this point has been my clearly defined purpose of what I stand for in life, and that is humanity. I try to do everything based on the value of humanity, serving humanity. And that has really been the greatest thing that has uplifted me and something that I wake up into every day, that when I do everything, I do it on that, you know, main spectrum of focus and stuff like that. So what I would leave brains with is that every day when you get up, wherever you go, express values of humanity, because it will pay off. And we're building a world where we want to live free of pain, free of suffering. So I love you, Brains, and thank you so much. Ways to contact, to get in contact with me, it can be on Facebook, I'm at Lucas Chokwe, Instagram as well, at Lucas Chokwe as well. and also my email
spell
being
Chalkway for them. Everybody doesn't speak Chalkway.
Okay, Chalkway is T-S-H-O-K-W-E.
That's right. That's your calling card. Don't ever overestimate the power of the, letting them get in contact with you. Well, again, like I said, thank you so much. I am so glad that you are a humanitarian, that you're a thought leader, that you're only 19 years old, you're still young and tender. But I expect for you to still follow through and get a great education because you cannot pour from an empty coffer. And if you cannot make money, you are not going to be renewable or sustainable. So that's my love offering to you.
It's just getting started, as I said last time.
That's right. Thanks, Brains, for tuning in here with me on The Edge. We got some great stuff. We just had some neuro-linguistic programming. We had some, I'm looking for a chef. Anybody out there know a good chef? I don't care what country you're from. I want to talk to some chefs and some athletes here on The Edge. And I'm going to be running a contest. Yes, a contest. We are going to be promoting books. I'm going to be giving some free publicity and some other great prizes. So just hang on here, close to The Edge. I told you, I got you. Like I got you, Louis Chalkway, all the way
in
Tel Aviv. I'm watching you, baby. Bye, Brains.
Much love.